computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
Looking for some resource for dangerous downloads you should avoid?
Yes.
How about spyware that hijacks your browser?
Oh, I've been looking for that for so long.
How about all and everything you'd want to know about how to protect yourself and detect and get rid of the blaster worm?
No, not that one. I already know that.
Oh, okay. How about free virus scan online for those without protection?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
How firewalls work.
Where would I find all this great information and more, Ken?
Gosh, I think the internet might be your friend. specifically, datadoctors.com. Those are the resources we have posted today for the today's theme, which is protect and macate your computer. We're trying to give you the tips that you should follow that would help you avoid the situations like what occurred this past week with a blaster. Generally, it's one simple little thing. It's just, which one is it? You know, one time it's update your antivirus, one time it's update your Windows, you know, another time. Guess what? You should be doing them all on a regular basis so that you're covered.
Prevention is so much easier than fixing after the fact. It's so much easier. It's really pretty simple.
Shall we go to our fabulous Geek Speak of the Week segment?
Oops. We could, I could find the
right
cut.
I don't know!
Well, I guess we're not going to go.
Let me see if I can find the right cut
one,
here.
One, two, three, four,
how
five!
How about that?
Each week at this time, we bring you our Geek Speak of the Week segment that is brought to you by...
Nobody!
Nobody! hey, we ought to tell somebody in the sales department, hey, they could do a Geek Speak of the Week brought to you by...
Somebody.
Somebody, yes. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is malware.
Mal?
Malware. Somebody, something that Mal wears, or something.
Mel, like Mel's Diner?
No, M-A-L,
oh.
As in malicious.
Oh, like as in bad.
Malicious software. Computer viruses and other software designed to damage or corrupt your system is considered malware. So it's the intent of this software is to be malicious.
It has malintent.
Yes!
Hey, big word for me.
Wow.
New one. Just made it up in my mind.
One of the things that kept a lot of people from getting the worm last week was the fact that they were behind some sort of firewall. Now, just because you have a firewall does not mean you were protected, because if the firewall allowed access through a certain port,
Jace.
It made no difference. It still got in. So this is not a cure-all for anything other than the fact that if you have a firewall, then you have a little bit of protection against... things like the blaster worm.
Layers of protection. We recommend if you're on a high-speed connection, you have not only a firewall, but good antivirus protection that you keep up to date, and you keep your Windows up to date. And if you do these three things along with a little bit of common sense, you're going to protect yourself from most of the stuff out there.
If you have a high-speed connection at home, we strongly recommend a hardware firewall, not a software firewall. That's mainly because if you have high-speed internet at home, chances are you're going to have multiple computers. So this firewall also has router capability, also has a hub, and ways to connect multiple computers safely behind the firewall.
And what if you don't have multiple computers? Well, A, you probably will sometime soon, and B, this thing will do the job even if you don't have multiple computers. You can do it with just one.
You'll be ready to go. It's better to go with that route than with software firewalls, mainly because if something does, any firewall is hackable. You can get in through any firewall. I don't care how good you think it is. If somebody wants to get in, they can. The difference is, if they do hack your hardware firewall, that doesn't really give them access to anything much, really, unless you have all kinds of open shares and other problems with your network. If you hack a software firewall, because it's on the same machine as all your critical data, there's more exposure there. So from a purist standpoint, hardware firewalls are better. Having said that, this week's Web Attack free download of the week is one of our favorite software firewalls that if you have a single machine on a high-speed connection, we strongly recommend you have at least this.
Yeah, this will get the job done for the most part, and if you're looking for a free route because you don't have the bucks to spend right now or until you can get the hardware solution, this will get the job done pretty nicely.
It's called Zone Alarm, which we've talked about for, three, 4 years now. It's a free program. They do have a pro version that you pay for.
Yes.
Don't pay for it.
When you go to zonelabs.com, they actually have like three or four different versions. There's one that is Zone Alarm, and it's free, and it only shows like one little product that it has, and it stacks up all these other ones that they sell you that have all this other great stuff that you don't need.
So, to make it easy, just use our link that goes to WebAttack's free version. It's the free version, so you can weed through all the the hype on the Zone Alarm website.
Right, and it's not freeware. I mean, excuse me, it's not shareware. It's not adware. You don't have to register it. You can if you want, but it lets you run it for free, a limited amount of time. It's intended for home users and people who, you know, basically are listening people.
And if you,
it's good.
If you know, if you're a little bit technical, you can actually take and modify software or hardware firewalls. So, like, the announcement came that the Blaster Worm goes through port 135, 144, whatever the port numbers were.
Right.
You can actually go in and block those ports. That's what ISPs, your internet service providers, one way that they quickly got in there to try to protect you is they started blocking those ports on their system so that that this malicious stuff couldn't get through. And that's part of the reason why it got knocked down pretty quickly.
Right.
But they can't always do that quickly on your behalf, so you can take your own protection in those cases. Check that out at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see links to Zone Alarm from Web Attack.
Let's get to some of those phone lines. And we've got Howard in North Phoenix who asked something that a lot of people have been asking. How do I know if I have this Blaster Worm? What are the telltale signs?
You get like
what are the symptoms?
Yeah, you get like a chafing, kind of itching kind of feel.
So your computer might itch.
Yeah, the Blaster. It's hard to sit down.
There's a couple things you can do to see if you have this. If you're in doubt at all, it's because probably you're not patched and you don't have your antivirus up to date. So the first thing I would do is get those two things taken care of, if you can.
Well, hang on, Howard. Which version of Windows are you running?
98.
Okay, you don't have the Blaster Worm. You know how I know?
Oh.
It's not possible to have it. This particular worm infects machines that are running Windows NT, XP in 2000 and Server 2003, so
right.
Anything that's based on what they call an NT kernel. So if you don't, if you have Windows 95, 98, or ME, or an Apple, or some other thing, there's no way you can get this particular one.
You don't have that, but there's a bunch of other very similar vulnerabilities that haven't been taken advantage of yet. So if you go to our website, datadoctors.com, you'll see we have a new thing that we're going to put up there anytime there's an active virus out there that's really bad. You'll see a virus alert button top left corner. If you click on that, you'll see the second item on there. The first one is our warning about the hoax that's going around. The second is the Blaster information. And there's a link in there to a similar type of vulnerability for Windows 98 users, so you can get that updated.
If you stay on top of the antivirus updates and your critical updates from Microsoft's Windows Update site, you'll be in real, real good shape.
That's about 90% of it right there. And then the other 10% is when you open those email attachments.
And don't freak out and think, well, Windows 98, Microsoft is stopping support for that, so I'm going to be vulnerable. A, you're not getting support from them right now anyway, even if have you ever called Microsoft? Most people don't. And if you do, you pay per incident anyway, so that is not really an issue. And number two, they have generally made a commitment that anything that's real critical, they're going to go ahead and still produce updates for into the foreseeable future, because by not doing it, it affects them and a lot of other people, and so
sure.
they generally put out still critical updates and things for operating systems that are not supported.
Here's how you know when that gravy train is over. If you're a Windows 98 user and you go to Windows Update on a regular basis and suddenly you never see any updates, you know, it says there are no more, that probably tells you, hey, they've stopped doing things. Because they come out with new updates, 3 or 4 a week.
Yeah, or more.
not necessarily for every single operating system. It's like, this one is for Windows 2000, this one is for Server, this one's for SQL, all those different updates.
But keep in mind, a lot of those updates are also for things that are universal, like Internet Explorer, like Outlook Express, and so it doesn't matter what operating system, the updates are out there for those things, and that's operating system independent.
What? Based on his questioning, I think I know the answer to this question, but Howard, are you a subscriber to our newsletter?
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh. Because all these questions were answered like weeks ago, actually.
Okay. There was just something happening this week with my computer, and I wasn't sure if that was the Blaster virus or not.
No.
It's not the Blaster.
Blaster, and again, that's one of the things we have posted on our website. It was in our newsletter that, we will send you information, usually way in advance, telling you exactly who's vulnerable and who's not.
Maybe we gave you a compelling reason to subscribe to our newsletter?
Yeah, it's like condensed version, so you don't have to go searching for the stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
You're clean, Howard! Life is good.
Well, at least his computer's clean.
Well, from this one, this is one of 68,000 worms and viruses, so you may not be clean.
Who knows?
Yeah. Is that...
Break time.
But we have lovely Rita.
But lovely Rita, when you know what? Let's do this. Rita, you've got a lovely question for us, and your name is lovely Rita, Ken tells me.
Yes.
So we're going to let you get your question out.
She's not a meter
maid. That'll give us pondering time during the break, and then we'll come back and answer it.
Rita, what's on your mind today?
Well, I did all. I have the worm.
You have the worm.
I have it.
Congratulations.
Shutting you down every few minutes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And so you can't go get the patches to get rid of the worm and patch yourself up, and you want to know, what can I do?
Yes.
That's a great question.
How, if we can't get online, how can we remedy it?
We're going to help you through that process, because there's others just like you sitting at home or at the office right now with the same burning question.
And Rita, while you're on hold, I would suggest, if you have any cold blue steel in the home, that you go get it during the break.
And maybe a paper and pencil.
Okay.
I'm going to stick you on hold, and when we come back from the break, we're going to tell Rita, anybody else who's in this situation, I got it. How do I get rid of it? Because I can't get online. We're going to tell you how to do that when we come back from the break.
What am I going to do? It's here on the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon back after this.